Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Steve Burness is president and CEO of the Better Business Bureau. Good morning, Steve. It's lawn and garden season, and there are scams going around, aren't there?
There is, Bob. Good morning. Thanks for having me. Yes, with the perennial problem that we always have this time of year with the rain and the warm weather approaching, homeowners are really, you know, starting to get their projects done. And unfortunately, there's great, you know, companies out there, but there's some bad actors who ruin it for everybody else. So we're just telling consumers, be careful of anybody coming door to door. You never do business with them without doing reference checks on them. So they could be a good business, but you still have to do background checks and determine if they have a license and other things like that. So we see a lot of substandard work when, you know, come door to door and then they want to do the work and then they leave and, you know, or give them money and they're gone. So, and again, if you're signing a contract, Bob, make sure you read it and understand it. On these types of contracts, the big print giveth, you know, little print taketh away on the back, and you sign up for a yearly service, and you didn't really want to do that.
Something else I know you're hearing a lot about, and this is really wild. These phone scams where they're trying to get you to say something and record it. Tell us about this.
Well, Bob, it's coming back again. Our scam tracker, the Better Business Bureau, is seeing a pickup in these calls. Basically saying they're asking you, they're receiving calls, people are asking, can you hear me? And they want you to say yes. And sometimes they hang up on you, and sometimes they continue to try to sell you something. So with the advent of artificial intelligence and cloning of voices, we're concerned about these types of offers. It's best to not say yes to them when they say, can you hear me? But it's also best, as we talk about for a long time, Bob, is not to answer your phone. Let it go to voicemail, and then you can do the research on the phone number. Sometimes the scammers will leave a voicemail, and sometimes they won't. It's best not to engage with them at all. So it's really basically, if somebody asks you, you know, can you hear me? Just really hang up, Bob.
Yes. The Department of Justice data breach has been in the news. What do we need to know about this?
What happens quite often, Bob, and obviously it happens to everybody, including the Department of Justice, is still a ransomware attack that was discovered in May of 2023, still having effects. So consumers are getting letters and they're thinking it's not a legitimate letter from the Department of Justice, and it is. So if you do get a letter from them, please contact them directly on the letter requesting some information from you. But never give anybody your Social Security number, birth dates, or Medicare numbers, anything like that. Somebody calls you out of the blue or says they're from the government, because you never know until you verify them on that. So we're seeing a lot of victims out there, and they're being offered free identity theft protection, and it's a good thing to have because it can help you in some way.
We've talked from time to time here on our broadcast about a digital makeover, and the Better Business Bureau is also urging people to have a bit of a spring makeover. What do we need to do?
Well, it's important, Bob, to remember that, you know, spring cleaning of your house is also a good time to do spring cleaning of your computer, to get rid of unnecessary files, to go through your accounts and change your passwords continuously. You know, not just, you know, sometimes it's better to do it more than, you know, once every 60 days or so. Sometimes it's monthly. It's, I know it's a pain, but unfortunately there's so many bad players that are trying to take advantage of the situation, to make sure you look at all of your accounts and do some cleaning on your computer, dump files that you don't need anymore, and especially the subscriptions that a lot of parents are paying for their children as well. So there's a lot of subscriptions online that you're paying for, so make sure you go through those and delete the ones you don't need, or cancel them, rather, Bob.
And before we let you go, Steve, happy 98th birthday. Not to you, to the Better Business Bureau.
We're excited. Our birthday is on Tuesday for turning 98, so we want to thank consumers and your loyal listeners for all their support over the years, and we're looking forward to planning for our 100th anniversary in a couple of years as well, Bob.
BBB.org if you want to get in touch. Steve Burness. Thank you, Steve. Have a good day.
You too, Bob. Thanks.